Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Castano and he is safe. McGee steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGee scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Webb reaches second base with a double. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Estalella moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurtwright moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kurtwright moves to third. Castano moves to second. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurtwright scores. There goes Castano trying to get to home. Garrison throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Castano, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 2-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Garrison reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Garrison scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Carnett reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. Carnett scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cartwright hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 2 in the game. Flores bunts in front of the plate. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a line drive towards first. Carnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Estalella moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Estalella moves to third. Hayes moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Castano for a passed ball. Estalella scores. Hayes moves to third. McGee moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. McGee scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Busch hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-2 in the game. Flores hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a line drive towards third. Kell catches it and throws to first to double up Hodgen. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.